We'll look at the tape.
Hogan Johns.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
Part of Chicago's best Bears coverage.
I don't know.
Now, here they are.
They're day-to-day in my mind.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Hogue.
I'm filing.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Adam Johns.
What an a-hole.
Hug it, chug it, football!
All right, welcome in. Episode 109 of Hogan Johns. On a short week. Today's been pretty crazy, I'm not going to lie. But we're here.
Happy to be here.
We are going to go through the roster today.
And cut some guys.
I'm going to just start cutting guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like such a jerk when we do this.
Yeah, it's
people's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also our job to analyze the roster, see what's here. See what's going to happen this week with the fourth preseason game.
It's part of it, too. This is a cutthroat job that they're all in. They know it.
Yeah. So we will go through this. But first thing first, follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S, WGNradio.com/Bears, ChicagoSunTimes.com. That's where you can read us. And search Hogan Johns on iTunes, subscribe there, rate and review the pod. We appreciate you doing that. You've kind of all been doing that with, well, not everybody, but certainly a lot of you. We're very generous with your time, and we're willing to fill out the survey we put together. And thought it'd be fun to kind of start this episode by going through some of the survey results, because I found a lot of it very, very interesting, and I found some of your comments very funny, amusing. Not like in a negative kind of way at all, but you guys participated and left some thoughtful things and some things that were funny. So I, you know, thanks for contributing, and we want to bring that to, we want to reward you by bringing that to the podcast. First and foremost, the biggest thing that surprised me from the survey, I didn't ask people where they live. I sort of regret that. But so many people, when they reached out to me to ask for the link, and by the way, if you still want to fill it out, you're more than willing to, we'll give you the link. DM me on Twitter, at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E. That means direct message me, and I will send you the link. But so many people just pointed out on their own, hey, I'm listening from here, I'm listening from here. One of the questions I did ask was, do you live in Chicago or not? The Chicagoland area.
Yes.
I didn't ask where specifically you live. I just asked, are you around here where we're recording from, where we cover the team every day? 69% do not live in the Chicagoland area. That kind of surprised me. I don't know if it should or not, but it surprised me.
It sounds like outside this market, look, there's a ton of Bears conversation in this market.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing outside of it,
it makes sense. This is kind of the stuff you have to turn to, these podcasts.
I'm happy to report that we have two female listeners.
Did a second one fill it out?
Two.
Okay. Last I checked, it was still a one. Yeah, we got to do something about that. I know for a fact we have more than two female listeners.
I know.
But the survey says,
of the nearly 300 survey people who have taken the survey, two of them are women.
So we know you're out there. We know you're listening. If you'd like to fill out the survey, and we'd appreciate it. But yeah, look, I mean, that doesn't surprise us that much. But how about this? A ton of feedback from people in England. A lot of people listen to this podcast from England. That's pretty cool. Had a couple people from Ireland reach out. Belgium, Germany, Mexico.
It's cool. Just so cool.
Just the international presence here. That's pretty sweet. Had one from Canada, and then all across the United States. Colorado, Arizona, Florida, New York, Boston, California, Missouri. There's others. It's just the ones I was able to recall off the top of my head from all the people that messaged. And again, I didn't ask where you live, but thanks for telling me anyway, telling us anyway, because it was very interesting, especially the international destinations.
It's very cool. How about this comment? Favorite part, Hogue. Least favorite, Bart. Johns. Is that your dad?
No, my dad likes you. That was definitely not
he
my dad.
He probably likes you more than me, though. He said JK, haha, smiley face.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, that was we had some amusing comments. Some we can't even read.
Mm-hmm.
Some we badly want to read, but decided not to. Here's some common complaints. Less John Fox.
But people like what does the Fox say?
Yeah, people like what does the Fox say, but less John Fox, just and not because anything we're doing, but mainly just because. I mean, I'm not saying everyone feels that way. It's just, we asked you to fill out your favorite, least favorite parts, and that was one of the common responses. But meanwhile, I mean, most people felt like the amount of sound we play is just about right. And if anything, there was more people that said play more than less. But they wanted less John Fox. They did want more Ryan Pace.
Mm-hmm.
And more Vic Fangio, which I thought.
Maybe I like that idea.
I like that idea a lot.
We'll try to arrange that one.
Fix that up with Vic Fangio, because I find Vic Fangio fascinating, and I'm not surprised that Bears fans want to hear more from him. Also, one of the comments, please get Tariq, a.k.a. the Chocolate Badger, on at some point.
We should do that.
We could do that.
Yeah. I think this whole rookie class, we had Trubisky on after he was drafted. I think Eddie Jackson could be a good interview for this. Kind of a very good in terms of personality. Not only talent level, but personality. This rookie class seems to have a lot of good things going for it.
How big is the round?
I'm not sure how thick it is, but I think it's probably kind of thick. Yeah.
Eddie Jackson, already a big contributor to the podcast.
Yes, yes.
This was a comment on the John Fox.
I would love to ask him about that again on the podcast. That would be great.
So unless we...
Exactly how big is this, right? Because there seems to be a debate.
See, it'd be great if we had him in here and we could play that for him while we were doing it. But logistically, I don't know if that's possible. Someone said, I hate John Fox interviews, but that's on Fox, not you. He's like the Donald Trump of coaches. Wow. Blatant lies without even acknowledging what he said the day before. But you two are great. Thank you for that. Look, I'll give John Fox a lot more credit than that. Funny comment. Appreciate the comment. I'm sure it was a little bit of hyperbole. Donald Trump, I think, is on a completely different level, but we won't get into that. John Fox, but the thing, what was that last week? What did he say last week that like changed a day later?
Well, he said on the broadcast before the game that Danny Trevathan is going to suit up and play.
Yeah, that did happen.
And he definitely did not take the field.
Yeah, that
with
happened.
His helmet. He was in sweatpants on the sideline.
He said Mark Sanchez was going to play Thursday.
Yes. After the game.
After the game, he said Mark Sanchez was going to play Thursday. Now today, and this is, I guess, your breaking news of the day. Mitch Trubisky will start against the Browns. We'll get into that when we start discussing the depth chart and whether or not that's a good idea. But Mitch Trubisky will start, and Mark Sanchez is not going to play, according to John Fox, today.
So I think he has a total of 14, it's either 14 or 16 snaps the entire preseason. Hey.
I don't mind it. You know, I said it early in the preseason that Sanchez, you know what he is. You don't need to. He's not going to gain anything or lose anything for these preseason games. So I don't have a problem with that. Another comment, don't fix what ain't broke. Your own preferences got you this far. Best Bears podcast. Be leery of the survey results. All right, let's throw them out.
You're saying that.
No, I think that's good advice.
You're only saying that because there's some negative feedback on your love for college football.
There is. I was going to get to the common complaints. Besides Les John Fox, the college picks, five people pointed that out?
I'm looking for them right now.
A couple were like, I just do not care about college.
Which is fair. Well, if you're in, our European listeners probably could care less about Alabama Clemson.
Yeah. Look.
Oh, watch out. Rant coming.
We did three college games last year every week. That was usually what we did.
Keep going.
That's fine. I love college football. Deal with it.
I'm actually disappointed. At practice today, you said you're going to fire away on these people.
No.
I'm
not going to fire away.
I'm putting a comment on here.
I appreciate
completely disappointed by his college feedback.
I appreciate the feedback, but, you know, I'm going to go back to the last comment I just shared. Be leery of the survey results. Okay. You know, five people complaining about college football. I'm guessing there's more than five of our listeners who enjoy college football.
Well, if you ever thought about it, hit us up on the survey.
Another comment, your favorite, your chemistry together and enthusiasm for the Bears. Least favorite, not enough random Jay Cuddy sound.
That's a good idea.
I thought
when I saw that, yeah.
I don't have a lot of Cuddy stuff. We got Trubisky.
Yeah, man, who wants to get tackled?
And we got the brand new favorite that everyone loves.
No.
Mike Glennon. But yeah, I don't have any Cuddy off the top.
We should dig some up.
Yeah.
At least a couple of tards.
See, the problem is the last few years he didn't really deliver a whole lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
That was early on.
But he had a couple witty remarks that got everybody laughing.
But you were surprised.
Yeah, that's a great one.
To Potsy.
Yes, when Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
And then... Oh, 0 for 2. What was that in regards to again?
To somebody asking a question, right?
Oh, yeah, someone was trying to ask a question and got talked over the first time and then the second time. And
Cutler took total notice.
Looks at
0 for 2.
0 for 2. That was pretty funny. All right. So, yeah, anyway, some great feedback.
We do appreciate it.
We didn't do this to change a lot of the podcast. We're not planning on changing a lot of podcasts. We wanted to get a little bit of demographics and see what you guys like and don't like. And I think the overwhelming majority likes exactly how we're doing this thing, and we enjoy doing it for you. So we're not really going to change it a whole lot. One thing we might do, 65% of the people that filled out the survey said they would be interested in doing a live show, coming to a live show. So we'll work on that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
We've already been working on that a little bit. And just, you know, it's a little bit harder to put together than you would think. So we will continue to keep that in mind. But anyway, we appreciate all the feedback. We appreciate you listening. And we're not going anywhere. In fact, this is going to get even better. Because starting next week with our first week one preview episode, we're going to have a producer again. Joe Romano, you might be familiar with the name. He's a great producer. He's going to be joining the podcast, which, you know, you might hear his voice a little bit. The truth is, over the last year, Mike Jacobson did our open. A lot of people mentioned the open in the survey, too.
Yeah.
Love the open. Mike Jacobson is a great producer, and he's so good.
Maybe I can get one where I'm not called an a-hole by Dave Wanstead.
Nope.
We'll talk with Romano.
This is Jerry Angelo.
Jerry Angelo?
Yeah.
But I think it was Wanstead.
I don't know. You should know who's calling you an a-hole.
Yeah, I should. You know, I should.
It's very important. But Mike Jacobson did such a good job on this podcast that he was promoted to producer of the Steve Cochran Show on Morning Drive. And it was all because of his work on this podcast.
Absolutely.
And nothing else.
That intro alone
he put together that intro and they're like, you're going to the Cochran Show. Anyway, that's not, yeah. So he's, the truth is that really for a long time now, we've been kind of taking on the extra work of producing this ourselves too. So we're really excited about Joe Romano and joining us. And you'll see, I don't want to give it away yet, because I'm still trying to confirm that we can do this, but we're going to have a new thing that I think, especially people that are willing to fill out a survey and get interactive with us, are going to love. And that's going to kind of be a big part of Joe's contribution to this podcast. I'm not going to give it away yet, so it's just a teaser, because I need to make sure it's going to really happen, the logistics of it. But that's in the works, and hopefully by next week's episode, our official week one preview will be going forward, and we'll tell you more about it then. All right.
Enough about us,
but, we appreciate it. Let's get to this depth chart. and I may make Adam Johns pick a few college games without giving him any heads up because college football does start this weekend. But we'll do that later if we do it. Maybe it depends on time. We're going to do basically what we did right before training camp. When we previewed training camp, it went through the depth chart and, you know, said what we thought was going to happen. Who's going to make the team? Who's not? Start with the quarterbacks. Your big news here today, and we just got back from House Hall as we record this on Tuesday. It's the only official practice of the week for the Bears, although it was basically a walkthrough, and they're going to have another walkthrough tomorrow before the game Thursday. John Fox said Mike Glennon and Mark Sanchez will not play on Thursday. I don't think anyone's surprised about Glennon, but Trubisky is going to start the game, and then Connor Shaw is going to come in.
I'm not surprised at all that Trubisky is playing. Why are some people, media members included, that there's like some type of shocking revelation that your draft pick needs game experience? I get the whole injury concern, but
I found it interesting only because he said 2 days ago that Sanchez was playing.
So what?
I find that part of it more interesting than Trubisky playing.
But did you take that as a sign that Trubisky isn't going to play? Did you just say that?
I did, only because I figured...
Because you did the wrong thing and trusted John Fox?
No, because I figured Connor Shaw should be playing most of this game.
And then, he is.
And then you say bye-bye.
Yeah. I thought when Fox first said that, you'd see Sanchez for a series, Trubisky for a series, and then the Connor Shaw show. Now you're going to have maybe Trubisky for a series, maybe two series, depending on how the first one goes, and then a lot of Connor Shaw. I don't think they're going to put him at risk. You may see a couple passes, maybe a couple quick throws, a lot of handoffs. So to me, this is all about getting the procedure still down. He needs that experience under center, managing the huddle, calling out the mic. He needs that stuff to be experienced still. And I have no problem with it either way.
Yeah, no, I think that that's true. I think what we saw in Tennessee was really a guy who, once he has the ball in his hand, is, you know, ready to go and makes some tremendous plays. So it's really everything about pre-snap and that sequence we saw with the timeout that had to be called, nearly throws an interception, and then it gets a delay game on 4th-and-2. That's the kind of stuff that needs to be cleaned up. And obviously the interception, that's just something you got to get. The near interception, that's just experience, right? You know, more reps helps there. But also, I mean, all that procedural stuff in the huddle, out of the huddle, communicating. Mitch talked about that after the game. Just a lot of it comes down to communication. That stuff can be repped in a preseason game, you know, at the same speed as a regular season game. And it doesn't really matter who you're playing against. You can do that against third stringers that are, you know, going to be out of a job in a week. It's the stuff that once the ball snaps, that on Thursday is definitely not going to be on the same level as obviously week one.
Right.
Your closest simulation to that was Tennessee the other day. But all that other stuff that we, I think, are all in agreement that Trubisky needs more work on, he'll still be able to get on Thursday night. So I have no problem
with that. They're not going to put him at risk.
Well, you can't control that. He can get hurt.
You can't control.
The downside of it is he could get hurt.
Yes, yes. You can't control some of it. Yes, by your play calling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of handoffs. Pound the ground with Josh Rounds. How about that? That's what you're going to do.
You've been working on that all week?
No, it came to my head. Just, you know, things. It's like magic sometimes.
Magic. Okay.
They're not going, you know, like bootleg plays. You may see one or two of those. They're not going to see. They're going to make things quick for them. They're not going to risk extra hits that they don't need them to have. That's the way I'm just going to put it.
Okay.
So who's making the team? Glennon, Sanchez, Trubisky.
Yeah, if anyone, and I think a lot of people are wondering about Sanchez, there's no question in my mind he's making the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to have a conversation over who is actually the number two quarterback when the season starts, I think that's actually maybe a conversation worth having.
Yes.
But they love Sanchez in that locker room. They still think he has value. And you still saw three quarterbacks play last year. Let's not forget that. And Sanchez may be needed later in the year.
Mm-hmm. Now let's not go there.
Obviously,
yes,
you don't hope.
I mean, if you're talking that way, you're thinking the future of the franchise gets hurt. So you're
But even if
you just got negative there, Adam.
It's a negative. It happened last year. Cutler got hurt. Hoyer got hurt. And welcome Matt Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. It's the NFL. Guys get hurt. Just ask Cam Meredith. No one saw that coming, but it happens. So you got to be ready for it. All right. Let's move on to running back here.
Are you keeping three or four?
Four.
All right. Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard, Jeremy Langford, Tariq Cohen, Benny Cunningham. I think they all make it. I think Cunningham, they're the only four available to you right now. I think the question, do you think Kadeem Carey is put on IR?
Yes.
To return.
Yeah, you don't have to make that decision yet. You don't.
Right. But you don't lose them. You put them on IR. And then the only thing, as they said, it was a six-week injury, so he's going to have to probably sit out extra time.
Yep.
And then
he's a Fox favorite.
Well, if you put him on IR, look at it this way. If you put him on IR, it's with the thinking that you're going to have him return because he's already in the last year of his contract.
So you think just release him?
If you have no intention on him playing this year, then you just release him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the point I'm making. But I would put him on IR and keep him around in case he can return later in the year simply from a depth standpoint.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Guys get hurt. Kadeem Carey, I think, has value and special teams value.
And Jeremy Langford is not moving around quite well.
I thought he looked fine in the game the other day.
Did you see him today?
No. Well, he did play in an NFL game the other day.
Yeah.
I did see him today.
Didn't play the whole game, but yes. He's still finding his step. He still seems uncomfortable. There seems to be something bothering him with his ankle or something. Just doesn't seem to have a healthy gait. We'll call it that.
Okay. Healthy gait.
Healthy gait.
Good job with that one.
Big words today. That's a small word, but different words today. Receiver?
No. Well, okay. What about fullback?
No.
I think they cut them both. And I think you'll see as we go through this why. So maybe we'll return to that conversation.
I think, Paul Lisicki was on the roster last year. You could see some type of shuffling. Freddie Stevenson. Right, he's the rookie out of Florida State.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. I would put Stevenson on the practice squad.
Yes, and then you can do the Lisicki shuffle.
Yeah,
if you need him.
The Lisicki shuffle sounds like a cool dance move. make a song out of that one.
Yeah. But you get my drift. Like, if you need a fullback for your game plan this week, you're gonna really pound the rock.
Yeah.
Josh Rounds style. Called fullback.
We'll go with zero for now.
Yes.
Fullbacks.
Yes.
Tight end.
I'm going four.
I'm going four, too. Any surprise cuts here?
I think your decision comes down to Ben Broniker or Daniel Brown. I'm going Daniel Brown.
Makes it or gets caught?
Makes it.
Okay, I agree with you.
Yes.
So Ben Broniker gets caught.
Yes. So your four tight ends are Adam Shaheen, Deion Sims, Zach Miller, Daniel Brown.
Yeah, Broniker has all this good special teams value, but just haven't seen enough at the tight end position. Not as good of a blocker. Brown's made some plays last year for you, too. Broniker still has special practice squad eligibility.
Yes, and Brown is actually on special teams, too.
Yeah.
We'll get into special teams. I got an argument for you later on as we get the receiver.
Okay, interesting. Well, here we go. Wide receiver. We can take Cam Meredith out of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go on IR. Hasn't happened yet, but he will. Okay.
So you got three locks.
Three locks.
Three locks. Kevin White, Kendall Wright.
Yeah.
Marcus Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to choose between Josh Bellamy and Deontay Thompson? You're already keeping Benny Cunningham. I get the value of special teams. You need guys that are very good in special teams. But it's not overrate the player because of special teams. It's a handful of plays a game.
Well, let's work backward here, okay? Because I got to admit, as we go into this, I am confused about this is probably where I'm most confused on the roster about what they're going to do.
Receiver.
Okay. So, Alton Howard, bye-bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Braverman. Bye
practice
bye.
Squad, yeah.
You think he's still on the practice squad? I'm not even convinced about that. Done nothing.
Yeah. A lot of practice squad guys do nothing.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but just remember, they usually they bring in like five new guys too that you've never heard of that end up on the practice squad.
Well, it's they're bigger squads now.
Yeah. All right. Titus Davis was working with got a lot of time with the ones.
Yes. He's flashed, as John Fox said. Tanner Gentry has also flashed, as John Fox said.
But Gentry's never been worked in there with the ones.
Mm-hmm. Gentry has a good relationship with the future on and off the field. Him and Trubisky are quite tight.
Yeah.
We saw the 45-yard touchdown pass, and they're quite chummy off it.
Yeah.
Keep the future happy?
I think Gentry makes it. The only way he doesn't is if they're very confident they can get him on the practice squad.
There's no guarantee of that.
There's no guarantee of that. But if a team claims him, so all you know, these rookies go on waivers, okay? And if a team claims that player off of waivers, when they get cut, they have to put him on their 53. So the question that Ryan Pace has to ask is, does a team love Tanner Gentry enough to immediately put him on their 53-man roster? That's a tough question. But all it takes is a wide receiver needy team that also maybe doesn't have a whole lot of depth. Kind of like the Bears last year with Craven LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they claimed him from the Patriots really off of, you know, whatever scouting they did him coming out of college and a couple practices in New England. And they said, well, we're going to take a flyer on this guy over guys we've had in here all winter, spring, and summer.
It happens. Marcus Cooper's 49ers tenure ended that way. Claimed off waivers. Harold Jones Quarty. Am I right? Claimed off waivers. Put on the 53-man roster.
I don't remember that. But
by the Bears.
Yeah.
A lot of receiving needy teams out there. Let me list you a few. The Jets. The Redskins. The Bills. The Colts.
The Bears.
Chargers. The Saints. The Bears.
Let me put it this way. Tanner Gentry has shown enough potential here for a wide receiver needy team that I would, if I'm the Bears and I say, okay, so come down to him or Titus Davis. I mean, who's got more upside? I'm going Gentry. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. If it comes down to Gentry or Deontay Thompson, I'm going Gentry because Thompson, his biggest value is in the return game. And while he did have that return in Arizona, it was kind of a fluke play.
Yeah. Now, he has been used as a gunner in some circumstances.
Well, they got to see if they could do it because here's the reason why Thompson might be expendable, even though he is. I'd say he's become a decent returner. He has value in the return game, which he didn't always have. But second half of last season was pretty good. So far in the preseason, it's been pretty good. But you did draft Tariq Cohen. And Cohen's going to be a gimmicky type player on offense. I think he's going to see the field a lot. But I would think he needs the help on special teams too. And really the only way he can help on special teams is in the return game.
What about Josh Bellamy?
I keep Bellamy. Bellamy has you need guys like that on teams. He helps in every phase on teams. And he's a core special teamer who helps in every
How many core special teamers are you keeping on your team?
A couple. Maybe up to three if you include Benny, if that's how you were.
So, yes. Oh, but, yes. But Benny Cunningham is a core special teamer.
Another guy who can return kicks.
Exactly.
And has done a good job in the preseason of that. So another reason why.
Now, the first receiver in when Cam Meredith went down
was Thompson.
I don't think you could keep both 14 and 15. Those are the numbers of Josh Bellamy and Deontay Thompson.
Victor Cruz.
Now, you pointed out he did sound like he made the team today.
He talked like, because he was like answering questions like, yeah, we're going to have to say goodbye to some guys. And then he was talking.
Yeah, but he was asked about the cut day. You know, what else he's going to say?
But there was another answer he was talking about, you know, in a few weeks here when we're playing real games.
He hasn't played with anybody but the third team.
Look, I'm going to go off of what I've seen so far. But is there any theory here you believe is a veteran who's had some injuries?
Well,
that's why they've limited him so much. Now, my response to that would be, well, wouldn't you still get him in more with early mm-hmm. in the game rather than later?
Now, here, he's kind of got that Mark Sanchez value.
In the locker room.
Young room. He spoke very eloquently about Kevin White and the pressure he faces, so you know he's good for him. But here's the thing. He's like your number three slot receiver. Kendall Wright and Marcus Wheaton are ahead of him. Now, Wheaton hasn't played, I know, but he's ahead of him.
Yeah.
He got the bigger contract. He's their speed threat. And I know Cruz said today, I asked him about it, he feels that he still moves the same like he did a couple years ago. But I don't know. Is he? Doesn't look like it. Maybe it's the caliber player he's playing with.
Yeah.
I mean, he is down there with the third teams. But, I mean, this is a guy who's been primarily playing with the Bears reserves and guys who aren't going to make this team. And there's still another receiver coming back in Marcus Wheaton. I think he gets cut.
Well, the Wheaton thing here is interesting because if Wheaton is not ready to go week one, you might keep six receivers.
Right. Right.
So then to me, it's a matter of you're keeping two out of three from Gentry, Thompson, and Cruz. I hope this is easy enough for our listeners to follow along.
All right, let's go over who we're keeping again with receiver because we got to get moving through this.
Kevin White, Marcus Wheaton, Kendall Wright, Josh Bellamy.
Tanner Gentry, that's five.
Tanner Gentry, that's five. What I'm saying is I wonder if they'll keep six. If they have the room, we'll see as we go through this. I am marking down how many guys from each position we're keeping so we can keep a tally here so it makes sense. But should we keep it at five right now? Maybe we'll come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you keep six, you could keep either Cruz or Thompson. This is where I'm telling you that this is the hardest.
And here's the thing: if you're going to value special teams, clearly Thompson has more value than Cruz in special teams. Gentry's like he, the other night they against the Titans, he was your punt gunner.
Yeah, he's embraced that role.
Yes,
but he needs to prove he can do it.
Yes, well, all young guys do,
yeah.
Given the chance. But Victor Cruz is not going to play for you on special teams.
No.
If he's your fifth receiver, fourth receiver, he's got to have some special teams value.
He also hasn't played well when he's been out there. Like, Mitch Trubisky's best play the other day may have been that play where he scrambled around, saw the blitz coming, sidestepped it, rolled out to his right, threw on the run, money right in Victor Cruz's hands, and he dropped it.
It's not his first drop this preseason either.
Right. All right, let's go with five. We'll come back. We'll see if... All right. You're starting offensive line. Charles Leno, Kyle Long, Cody Whitehair, Josh Sitton, Bobby Massey. This is where we'll bring in a little news for you. A good sign, I thought today, from John Fox. John Fox was asked point blank about Kyle Long. And kind of where he's at because we still haven't seen him. This is what John Fox had to say about Kyle Long.
He's on target. You know, we're hopeful. Again, he's really day-to-day as far as, coming off that ankle. So we'll just, continue to rehab until medically he's cleared. We can get him out practicing.
And I followed up because, he's used words like on target and hopeful. But he didn't say hopeful for what? Like what time?
Well, it's week one, yes.
So I said, when you say hopeful, are you talking about week one? And he said yes. So
here's the thing. John Fox last week was very ominous about Kyle Long.
But a week's
gone
by.
And we haven't seen him practice.
I understand.
So how much has actually been gained?
I don't know, but I get the feeling based on, this is where it gets tough for us because we're not allowed to say everything we see in practice. Let me just say, I get the feeling that John Fox is being honest about this. Let me rephrase. I feel way better about Kyle Long playing week one than I did yesterday or even this morning.
Until I see him actually in there with the starting offensive line. Like, I was encouraged in Bourbonnais before the day he got in a few fights. He was working in with the starters.
Right.
Goal line here or there, a few plays here or there in a red zone situation. He was in with the Bears once. He's not. He's just not right now. So I can't be optimistic until that comes to fruition.
I think
you're not buying it.
All
right, so who are you keeping? Who are
I'm buying what I heard and saw today at Al's Hall. That's what I'm buying it. So regardless, Kyle Long's obviously on the team.
Yeah.
So Charles Leno, Kyle Long, Cody Whitehair, Bobby Massey.
Josh Sitton.
What did I just say? Did I just skip him?
You skipped him again.
I'm sorry, Josh. That's not nice. My bad, dude. All right, so
Josh, who's the best meat smoker of your offensive line?
What do you mean by meat smoker?
Finley laugh.
Pat's laugh is still my favorite part of that. Oh, my God. All right.
Can I give you my four? I'm keeping four other linemen other than that, other than your starters.
So you're going to have nine, and then you're going to probably have two inactive on game day. That's pretty normal.
Yes. Hronis Grisu, your guy.
Yeah.
Jordan Morgan, you're not cutting the draft pick quite yet. Tom Compton and Will Poles.
Will Pales, by
Pales,
the way.
Pales,
Will
yes.
Pales.
Will
it's,
Pales.
It's spelled like Poles, Poles, but it's Pales.
We'll call him Poles.
Over Bradley Soule.
Yes. Yes. Did you see
reasoning
who your first replacement for Josh Sitton was at right guard the other day?
I did.
It's Pales.
Mm-hmm.
Poles.
Pales.
Pales, Poles.
Well, if you're not cutting him, you better learn how to say his name.
Pales. I know how to say his name. It looks like Poles. I assume you're keeping Grisu, Morgan, and Compton. Who's your extra lineman?
I'm going to go with Soule.
Because he can long snap?
No. John Fox didn't make that very clear today, by the way, that they're not counting on Soule to
long snap.
Long
snap. He was okay in spot.
He did, but you still got to have enough velocity on it. So, yeah. I see what you're saying, and I did notice that with William Poles. Pales. Damn it. Well, I can't criticize you for doing it wrong and then follow up and do it myself.
I know. It's Pales. I was just reading off the list of players I have here.
Well, either way, we're confident on nine, right?
Yes.
On
yes,
nine offensive linemen. So,
want to knock out the specialists real quick?
Well, by the way, that's only 19 offensive players.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because we have five receivers.
Right, we might come back and change that. So, you want to do specialists real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pat O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Keep
it two kickers, my friend.
No, I'm not keeping two kickers.
Oh, wait, we changed your mind.
You know, just you being a jerk.
Peer pressure. All right. Connor Barth?
Connor Barth.
Okay. And I already forgot the new long snapper's name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like honestly just thinking the same thing. The new long snapper will make it.
Yeah.
Here's a theory on Roberto Aguayo. So if they cut him, he goes on waivers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If no one claims him, if someone claims him, you're off the hook for his contract. You know, that $400,000 or whatever it was that is guaranteed for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that helps. You don't have to pay that. However, if no one claims him, you are on hook for that guaranteed money. Now, there are offsets, from what I understand, in the contract. So if someone eventually signs him, you're off the hook for that for the rest of the year. It's my understanding he would be eligible for the practice squad.
Wouldn't that be something?
He's only in his second year.
Yes, yes. He doesn't have enough accrued seasons. That makes sense.
Yeah, because now you can have a few of those practice squads.
Four.
Okay.
Now, the practice squad a couple of years ago expanded to 10 players. Now, four of those players can have at least two accrued seasons. That's my understanding.
And he's only been in the league for one.
Yes, let me read this from the Chicago Bears' own website. The league and the Players Association are always tinkering with the practice squad rules, and this past offseason was no different. This is before 2016. The biggest change was giving teams more openings for players with accrued seasons under their belt. Last year, the league allowed for 2 of the 10 practice squad spots to be filled by players with 2 or more accrued years. Now every team can have up to 4 of those players. The same rules will apply in terms of previous seasons on the practice squad, however.
Okay.
So yada, yada, yada. Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. What? So just getting back to that. So I don't think that they're like this enamored with Roberto Aguayo that they, you know, Connor Barth has clearly won this competition so far.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question. It's great that Aguayo.
I don't think he's missed since the guy stepped foot in Bourbon A.
Which is great. That's why you bring in competition. That was the same thing with the Mitch Trubisky argument last week. You know, regardless of who ends up being the starter, push Mike Glennon a little bit. But if you still think he has potential, and they obviously did or they wouldn't have claimed him in the first place, so you waive him. If someone claims him, you don't care, and you're off the hook for the money. But if someone doesn't, you could sign him to the practice squad as long as no one else, you know, wants to sign him for less. Maybe because that could be a possibility too. He clears waivers, someone else. But at this point,
then you get the offsets.
But at this point, the start of the season, is anyone going to trust Roberto Aguayo to kick for them?
No.
So my guess is he's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot see a team claiming him before week one.
Teams go through kickers galore during the regular season. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a bunch of changes after some cuts.
Yeah.
Next week. Or later this week, whenever it starts. Saturday is when it starts. So, look, he'll have another opportunity if it's not here with the Bears.
For sure. Well, regardless, he's off the 53, which mm-hmm. is really what matters right now as we talk about this. So, 3 specialist.
What's the long snapper's new name? It's not Pat Manley. I know that.
It's Patrick Manley. Patrick Manley is back. He is back.
We should give this guy the rightful credit he deserves.
I'm
quite literally going through my
Bears
press release.
Sign Jeff Overbaugh from Alaska. At least that's where I played high school ball.
Okay. He's on the team. Unless that position is going to be in flux if they don't like what they see.
Fox did have a weird thing about competition today at that position. But then he said that Bradley Soule is not any, yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not done tinkering with. They just need a guy in right now.
Right, but if he struggles for some reason on Thursday, you know, against the Browns, they could bring.
I mean, even if he does well, they may still bring another guy in that they're more familiar with, and someone else gets cut around the league.
But no matter what, you need a punter, you need a kicker, you need a long snapper.
You do need a long
snapper. 3 specialists are going to be on this team. Let's move to the defense.
Okay.
All right. Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, Jonathan Bullard.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Unrein, would you call a lock?
No.
You would not call Mitch Unrein a lock.
Not. How many are you keeping? Start with a number.
5? I want to go through these guys first before we come up with an exact number. Okay. Make sure we update this. Cameron Lewis Moore already cut as of today. Roy Robertson Harris.
He made it.
I got him in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CJ Wilson. I'm going to say out.
Mm-hmm.
John Jenkins. You seen enough from John Jenkins?
Out.
I think he's out too. Okay. So I guess right now, I think they keep 6 because I think Jay Howard's still in.
Yes.
I think he's shown enough.
To me, I got 5 making it for sure.
And I think Mitch Unrein's in, dude.
Oh, he's a total Fox guy.
Fox loves him. He's been working with the starters almost the whole time. He's been healthy. You know, he was dealing with a concussion.
Yeah. He sees time in special teams.
I think he's in. There's no way Bullard's gone, and I think Roy Robertson Harris has earned the roster spot. Okay, so I'm going with 6.
You keep 6. Goldman, Hicks, Howard, Bullard, Roy Robertson Harris, and Mitch Unrein.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
You're cool with that? We agree on that.
Yes.
All right. Outside linebackers. You cut Leonard Floyd.
Yes, gone.
See ya.
Bust.
It's been fun. So Leonard Floyd's in. Willie Young's in, obviously.
Lamar Houston.
The question here is Pernell McPhee.
Yes.
I don't know if he's on this 53 or not because of the pup thing.
So right. I almost, at this point, you're dealing with so many different injuries.
Maybe keep him on pup.
I would keep him on pup. Let him get his lungs back, as they always say. Let him get the football shape, that old cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Let him get completely healthy. Bring him back in week 7.
You know what's weird today? Sam Acho not practicing. They had the roster is still technically at 90. You could have 90. The Bears are at 88, really 87 with Cam mm-hmm. Meredith, you know, going on IR soon. They only had 4 outside linebackers out there.
That's right. Dan Scuda's concussion evaluation too, or right. concussed.
So you got does Scuda make it?
I think so.
Okay. Does Sam Acho make it?
It goes back to the McPhee question. Yes. If McPhee's not on pup, but there's, I see them as the same player, Dan Scuda and Sam Acho.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Maybe Scuda has more pass rush ability. Mm. Both can have roles on special teams. Scuda's a Vangio guy.
Anyway, Lamar Houston is a surprise. Bye-bye.
The only reason I say no is one McPhee situation.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they have enough depth to just get rid of Lamar.
And you need pass rushers.
Yeah.
You need a lot of them. Not only do you need them to be healthy, but you like to have a good rotation. You want those guys to be coming full go. I think he makes the team.
All right.
So how many we got there?
5.
With McPhee on?
Well, I'm in agreement with you that I think it's 5 no matter what. I think if McPhee's on, then either Scuda or Acho gets let go.
Okay.
All right. If he's pupped, then I think they could both stay. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Inside linebacker.
You have 3 locks. Freeman, Trevathan, Kwiatkowski.
Right. You know what? I think Christian Jones is at a good preseason. I think he's in.
He's one of your special teamers, your core special teamers.
Yeah. But he's also, I think, a decent backup.
Yes, they like him.
I think he's a decent backup.
I think John Timu, guy just makes plays.
Yeah. Is Jonathan Anderson in trouble?
Yes.
Because of this high ankle sprain.
He can't fight for his own job.
Yeah.
Now, he has practice squad eligibility, I believe.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. So, again, we could play with the practice squad a bit. Although you're right in saying there will be 4 or 5 new guys
mm-hmm.
from elsewhere.
I'm going to say we're going 5 here, too. And I'm going to go with Timu over Anderson. Those two, it seems like, have been battling each other for 3 years.
Yeah. Timu just makes plays, man.
That's fine.
Okay, you don't want guys that make plays? Okay. Adam Hogue does not like playmakers.
So we're going for 10 linebackers in total. Usually it's 9 or 10.
Yeah. Well, you're a 3-4 team, yeah.
Yeah.
And so. You'll fill out your special teams that way. And Timu and Anderson and Jones... A lot of time in special teams. And Kwiatkowski. A lot of time in special teams.
All right, corner. Prince Amukamara, Marcus Cooper, Kyle Fuller. I think Sherrick McManus is still on this team.
You keep him both LeBlanc and Callahan. Yes. 6, so 6 guys.
Probably because Callahan can play outside, gives you some depth there. So basically I'm cutting Rashad Reynolds, Jonathan Banks, and B.W. Webb.
Okay.
Or as Sam Rosen likes to say, D.W. Webb.
So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 corners.
Mm-hmm.
One being Sherrick McManus.
Where are we at now on number?
All right. We are at 11,
11
16, 22. Before we talk about safeties. 22 defensive players.
How many?
So it evens out.
Give me the total.
Let's just let this play
Redo out. Your math. Okay, go ahead. Who are you keeping at safety? Jackson, Demps, Amos, Demir Locks.
Jackson, Demps, Amos. Yeah.
Sounds like a name.
That sounds like a good law firm. A nice, safe law firm. This gets interesting. Dondre Houston-Carson.
It's hurt.
Probably gone. Chris Brzezinski.
I haven't seen him in weeks.
Hurt. Wasn't a bad backup, good special teamer. But this is kind of too crowded at this point. So I'm going to say bye to him.
Okay.
Harold Jones Quarte?
DeAndre Hall?
DeAndre Hall or Deion Bush? DeAndre Hall has barely been seen in the preseason. I still think they like him, though. And I'm sort of just guessing on that. I'm going to be completely honest. But he does give you some depth at corner.
And physically, he's just different than everybody else they have. His size gives them, I think, an extra advantage in their evaluations because they don't have anybody that's physically built like him.
Yeah.
Neither him or Deion Bush have been impressive whatsoever in camp. It's no surprise that AJ Jackson is your starter. He's been the best defensive back since Bourbonnais opened. DeAndre Hall, Deion Bush, I think you both keep them because they're young players. They're your own draft picks. And apparently, according to Adam's math, we have plenty of roster spots open.
I'm trying to redo the math right now.
Confusing all our listeners in Germany.
Let's go through the numbers. And I'm a moron because I think earlier I said 19 offensive players. It's 25. Like, I just did not count six players for some reason. I'm not good at math. I've never been good at math.
I was a math major. I wasn't, actually, but
perfect.
I definitely was not a math major. I never claimed to be either. So 25 offensive players, 6 defensive linemen, 10 linebackers, which we just said, and then 6 corners. That adds up to 50 players when you include the specialists. So basically, as we get here to the safeties, we're down to 3 spots, which already isn't enough.
Yeah. This is why... To go back to my specialists argument,
this is what you've been teasing.
You don't need that many. Let's not overrate the value of a great special teamer.
Okay.
Can we not? So you got who are your great special teamers on this team right now? Sherrick McManus.
Yeah.
Josh Bellamy.
Yeah.
And Benny Cunningham. Christian Jones will play in special teams.
But is Cunningham different than Bellamy and McManus? McManus are like shut down. Type gunners. They're going to go down there and make the tackles. Is Cunningham that guy?
So you're going to cut Cunningham now?
I'm not sure. But if you are keeping Kadeem Carey kind of in your back pocket down the road, that does give you extra depth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that also does leave you with 3 running backs, not 4, until halfway through the year when you can bring Carey back. So that's kind of, but you can always sign like, remember they signed like Joique Bell a couple years ago for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Well, you can find a guy.
My Joique Bell memory was Chris, to be completely sidetracked.
Yeah.
When CBS the scores, Chris Emma walked up to him. He goes, "Hey, Joique, you got a minute?" He goes, "Yes." Put out his phone with a timer of a minute. and that was their interview.
That's awesome.
Cut, gone, see ya, buddy. All right, you got to have at least 4 safeties. You got to. Look, Amos is playing a lot of special teams. He's on all the major ones now. All the major ones. He's a 4-phase special
teamer. And I think
right
he's
now.
A good backup. He's not going to. He's not.
He's your best backup.
He's a very reliable tackler. Knows the defense does. You don't see blown coverages with him. The problem is you just don't see the ball skills. So as a backup, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But okay.
So I
think in this situation we can only keep 4.
So who are you cutting elsewhere?
Well, first of all, we got to figure out which is our 4th safety. Is it Deion Bush, DeAndre Hall, or Harold Jones Quarte?
I think it's one of DeAndre Hall or Deion Bush.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Hall. I think he is the most upside from what I've seen so far. And he can also, in a pinch, play corner because that's where he was playing last year.
Yep. Now, Deion Bush is on all the major special teams, though.
Yeah, but a lot of guys
major.
Are.
I keep saying major. He's a 4-phase special team right now.
But there's a difference between a guy who's on all of them and who plays it, who makes plays.
I get it.
Sherrick McManus makes plays.
I get it. Okay. I get it. But you, Sherrick McManus, it's all. I understand the value of a great special teamer.
Yeah.
But you still need him to be something more than that if you're keeping 6 cornerbacks.
But Deion Bush is not going to do that. What is Deion
Bush? How do we know? How do we know? Sherrick McManus did not become a Pro Bowl player in his second NFL season.
So you want to keep Deion Bush over Sherrick McManus?
over one of those invaluable special teamers that you have.
Okay, well, if you're making me cut one, I'm cutting Benny Cunningham first.
Okay. That's how you would rank him? How would you rank him? McManus, Bellamy?
Yeah.
Cunningham?
Yeah. But here's what I'm going to do, because we're at 54 right now. Instead of cutting Benny Cunningham, I'm going to cut Dan Scuda.
Or Mitch Unrein.
I like Mitch. I don't have a problem with Mitch. So I'm down to 4 outside linebackers.
Cut Mitch Unrein. And look, I think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for. I think you need a lot of outside linebackers if you're going to be running a 3-4. I think Dan Scuda is a favorite of Vic Fangio. I'd try to find a way to keep Mitch Unrein. But in terms of the way these numbers are shaking out, I think he's a total bubble guy.
Unrein?
Yes. Jay Howard's been good if he's not hitting people in the face.
Yeah. I still think they like Unrein. And by the way, Unrein had a great first game.
He did.
But he's been banged up since.
He's been cussed.
There'll be some tough calls here, which is what you want. And I wouldn't, even though John Fox said it like a million times at the start of training camp, they didn't think they'd have to bring somebody from the outside.
You know they are.
There's probably somebody here that's not on his roster that's going to be on the team next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Certainly on the practice squad, no doubt, but I mean even on the 53.
It'll be interesting to see how many, because there's going to be some of Pace's own draft picks that get waived this time.
Yeah.
Without question. How many of them make it through?
Well, you're not talking about this year's draft picks.
You're talking about like a Deion Bush.
And a DeAndre Houston Carson.
Yes, DeAndre Hall even.
Yeah.
Now, DeAndre Hall would stand out to a lot of people because of his physical attributes.
Yeah. But when they drafted those three guys last year, you know, essentially they drafted three safeties. At the time, Hall was a corner.
Yes.
But when they drafted those guys, they, you know, had to think that, you know, at least one of them wasn't going to be on the team after next year.
Yes. They're going to give, look, Eddie Jackson, best defensive back since Bourbonnais opened up. Clear starter. He has earned everything he is getting. He's starting next to Demps. He could be a long-term solution at safety. Now, opposite him, Demps, 3-year deal, I know, but it's really a 1-year deal. Mm-hmm. Is he a long-term guy there? Probably not. So you need to have some young guy in the wings.
Yeah, he's
Is that Amos? We've seen what he can do. Can that be Bush? Vic Fangio likes, or at least says he has range.
To me, the only one, and I'm still not thrilled with the preseason he's had, but he hasn't had a lot of opportunity either, is DeAndre Hall.
Well, there's a reason he's not getting a lot of opportunity, too. I know he's learning the position, and there'll be some type of transition there.
Yeah.
But
I'm just telling you what I've seen so far. Like, I think we've seen enough of HJQ to kind of realize there was a ceiling there. Hall, I don't know. I'm just not seeing a lot from Bush. So, all right.
There you have it.
I hope this kind of, you know, I hope
Ryan Pace is listening. Made his job a lot easier.
Yeah. We just did it for him. They don't even have to discuss this stuff this weekend. Looking at guys that we have in that are maybe a surprise, I mean, Roy Robertson Harris. We probably didn't think that at the beginning of camp. Tanner Gentry, probably didn't think that at the beginning of camp. Yeah. I think that's really it. Jordan Morgan did think that just because he's a draft pick, but it hasn't been talked about a whole lot.
No. You protect your own draft pick, especially.
And that had to be a guy that they knew would need some time to develop coming from a small school into the NFL. They had to think that he probably, you know, was someone they'd have to stash as an inactive player.
Yes.
A lot of weeks. Yeah. And that's probably what he'll be. He'll be on the 53, but inactive most weeks.
Hey, Cam Meredith was a player they stashed his rookie year.
Yeah.
You never went to the practice squad.
That's right.
They were afraid of losing him.
And I kind of put Tanner Gentry kind of in that area right now.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's made plays that you just, now the roster is a little different than it was 2 years ago. It's deeper at other positions, so it's not as easy to stash someone like that. But at this point, I think I would. So, anyway. All right. I'm not going to make you pick college games. We'll start all that next week. Okay?
I could even tell you who's playing.
Wow. That's just not cool. I mean, that's insulting.
I'm with you, people.
Florida State's playing Alabama.
I didn't know that.
Florida State is playing Alabama.
I didn't know that one.
But we'll still give you this week. What does the fox say? Ding, 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 ding,
ding. You know, What the fox say?
There he is.
Survey says they do enjoy that segment. Someone did say, though, they don't like how long the song plays.
Really?
Someone's like, I like it, but I don't like the lead in. Like, very technical.
Wait, us or the actual song?
Just the amount of song that plays before it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like that compliment or comment.
That's not nice. I like them all.
Yes.
All right. Well, by the way, Larry wants to come on the podcast.
We should do it.
He said, you guys talk about me every week.
Glad you're listening.
Well, he claims it's because people tell him. He claims that people tell him that we talk about him.
Do your impersonation again.
Well, you guys talk about me every week. It doesn't sound like Larry at all.
You guys keep talking about me. You might as well have me on.
Want to hear some movie quotes?
No.
All right. We should probably get out of here, I guess. Is there anything else we need to cover?
No.
Not making you do college picks. I want to.
No. That's a pretty good impersonation right there. No.
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 All right. I always wonder how these episodes come across. Like, I got a depth chart in front of me as we talked about all that stuff, but I hope the listener can still follow along. How we weren't just completely confusing the entire
stream
time.
Of consciousness.
At least not
podcast.
Not as we're always confusing, but we are a week away from our first real preview episode for an actual game.
Oh, man. Although this preseason has been a bit more entertaining.
Yeah.
Captivating, I should say.
Remember,
thanks to Mr. Trubisky.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Week away from that. I'm there. Let's go. Regular season.
Let's do it.
Trubisky's playing Thursday. That's cool. That makes it a little bit more interesting. I'll watch. I'll be there, but I'll actually watch while I'm there. I won't write my 53-man roster the entire game. I'll watch.
I might be doing that.
All right. We're out of here. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at Adam Johns. Read us at WGNRadio.com, ChicagoSunTimes.com. No episode until next week. The first official preview.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
No.